How to explain this course to pastors, soul center leaders, and ministry teams? How would you explain this course to pastors, soul center leaders, and ministry teams? You might say this: American Comparative Religion for Ministry trains Christian leaders to listen wisely and minister clearly in a spiritually blended culture. This course is not designed to create religious scholars. It is designed to form field-ready Christian leaders. These leaders may be officiants, ministers, chaplains, ministry coaches, small group leaders, recovery ministry workers, prison ministry volunteers, funeral leaders, wedding officiants, soul center leaders, or church volunteers. The course helps students recognize the spiritual assumptions people bring into real ministry conversations. Today, people may speak about Jesus, ancestors, energy, manifestation, personal truth, temple authority, healing, spirits, the universe, liberation, gender identity, or the body. Sometimes they use Christian words with non-Christian meanings. Sometimes they reject religion but still live by powerful ultimate beliefs. This course teaches students to ask better questions. What is treated as ultimate? What is the human problem? What path to restoration is being offered? What final hope is imagined? How does Christ meet, challenge, and redeem that longing? Pastors and ministry leaders can use this course to strengthen their teams. It can help volunteers stop reacting with fear or sarcasm. It can help chaplains avoid turning care settings into debates. It can help officiants handle interfaith family tension with dignity. It can help coaches recognize when my truth language needs careful questions. It can help soul center leaders serve people coming from spiritual confusion, religious trauma, or blended beliefs. This course also teaches boundaries. Students learn that ministry conversations require consent, role clarity, confidentiality with limits, setting awareness, prayer by permission, scripture with wisdom, and referral when needed. That matters because religious conversations can touch grief, shame, identity, family wounds, fear of spirits, fear of death, and painful memories. A church or ministry team can benefit from this course because it builds confidence without arrogance. It teaches clarity without contempt. It encourages hospitality without compromise. It helps Christian leaders speak truth without harshness and show compassion without confusion. The goal is not to make students suspicious of everyone's beliefs. The goal is to help them become trustworthy Christian leaders in a complex spiritual world. When explaining this course, keep it simple. It helps Christian leaders listen deeply, discern the altar, compare respectfully, and minister with Christ-like clarity in the American ministry context.